Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
The House got back into its normal weekly routine after the address and reply debate ended on Tuesday, clearing the way for the first general debate and Members' Day on Wednesday. A regular fixture at the start of every new Parliament, the address and reply debate is set down to last 19 hours and almost always ends in the first test of the House's confidence in a new government. On Tuesday, this came in the vote on the amendment move by opposition leader David Chirrow when the debate started before Christmas, calling on members to express their lack of confidence in John Key's national-led government, which, with the support of ACT, United Future and the Maori Party, came out of the vote with a clear majority, reported by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
The ayes are 64, the noes are 57.
That majority all but evaporated when the Maori Party crossed the floor on Thursday to vote against the second reading of the government's search and surveillance bill, the result announced this time by Assistant Speaker Lindsay Tish.
Members, the ayes are 61, the noes are 59.
National will be counting on continued support from John Banks and Peter Dunn next week when the bill enters its committee stage, where the opposition can use filibuster tactics to drag out the debate and move amendments. Talking of filibusters, the House finally passed the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill on Wednesday night. A private bill, which gives it priority in the chamber over members' bills, it was used in the last Parliament by the opposition as a roadblock to progress on the ACT Party's bill ending compulsory membership of student unions. A filibuster in its committee stage eventually failed, and as if to make up time, the House agreed to speed up the process on Wednesday so that the Royal Society can finally widen the range of its activities to include the arts and humanities. Wednesday also saw the first general debate in this Parliament, the weekly hour-long free-for-all, in which MPs can get down and dirty and political, although Prime Minister John Key couldn't wait, getting in early with his answer to the first question of the day from opposition leader David Shearham.
Does he stand by a statement at the Jobs Summit 3 years ago this week that, quote, "I don't want to spend much time talking about how difficult economic conditions are at the moment. I'm here to do something about it." And is he aware that there are now 53,000 more unemployed in New Zealand?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I'm not entirely sure I'd say 3 years ago is recent because I've gone through about three Labor leaders since then. But anyway, but putting that all to one side, and one never knows when another one's coming along. It's like a bus, you know, you just wait there long enough and they turn up. Look at Mr Cunliffe, he's just waiting.
Now order.
Mr Key then took advantage of opposition questions about asset sales that were addressed to his finance minister to ask one himself.
My question to the minister is, has he seen any reports dated in 2008 of a political party wanting to have the mixed ownership model applying to Kiwi Bank? And which, which political party was it?
Before Mr English could answer that, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters did it for him.
The very obvious response to that inappropriate question is that minister...
Order! Order! The member will resume his seat right now.
Telling Winston Peters he couldn't object to a question just because he didn't like it, the Speaker invited Mr English to give his answer.
Well, Mr Speaker, if I wasn't sure which political party it was when the Prime Minister asked that question, I am now. And I think it was New Zealand First who advocated mixed ownership model for Kiwi Bank in the 2008 election.
But Mr Peters had another shot to fire.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Winston
Mr.
Peters.
Speaker, it's patently obvious that he has received
order.
A report.
Order.
Which was my point of
order. The member will resume his seat immediately. Now, if the member does that again, he'll be leaving the House.
But Mr Peters was not ready to give up.
Point of order.
It had better be a different point of order.
Mr.
The
Speaker,
Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr Speaker, there have been countless rulings that says that the minister is not responsible for another party's statements or policies.
Order.
That's why I'm asking.
Order.
You.
The member is now starting to dispute my ruling, and if he's not careful, he'll be leaving the House.
Next minute.
The member knows that he cannot use points of order to abuse other members. He will now leave the House.
Actually, it was the next day, and Winston Peters was being thrown out for calling Jerry Brownlee an illiterate woodwork teacher, after the Leader of the House ridiculed the questions the New Zealand First Leader had been asking about alleged financial skullduggery at the Auckland Council.
If you could understand the vagaries of the Right Honourable Winston Peters question, you should have been able to pick up the meat.
Order.
Inevitably, a protest from Winston Peters.
The Speaker, that sort of insult really requires an apology, particularly from some illiterate woodwork teacher.
Order. 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 I will not tolerate the point of order process being used to abuse other members.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday, and there'll be more debate on the Search and Surveillance Bill, and there'll be an extended week going into Thursday night. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.